Shalom, everybody. The Medrash and the Gemara say in a number of places that whoever says that Hashem is a vatran, in other words, whoever says that Hashem forgoes justice, he doesn't just doesn't punish people for their sins, unless of course they do tshuva. Whoever says that Hashem doesn't punish people for their sins, they themselves will be forgotten. Chas v'shalom. It's a concept that's mentioned in a number of places in Chazal. It's critically important, and again, it's quoted in many contexts. One of the contexts that this idea is quoted is in Parshas Toldos. It's the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah, Parsha Samach Zayin, Piska Zayin, in the name of Rabbi Chanina. The Medrash says that when Esav finds out that Yaakov got the bracha instead of him, the Torah says in Breishis Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Lamedalad, Kishmoa Esav es Divrei Aviv. When Esav heard what his father Yitzchak told him, that Yaakov got the brachos instead of him himself, instead of Esav, Vayitzak Tzeaka Gidola Umara Admaod. Esav let out a bitter scream. And the Medrash says that that cry, that scream, did not go unpunished. And where did Yaakov get punished? Years later, says the Medrash, Mordechai, in the story of Purim, in Megillas Esther, Mordechai had so much pain and so much anguish over Haman's decree that he too let out a great cry. In Perek Dalid of Megillas Esther, the Megillah says that Mordechai, Vayizak Zeaka Gidola Umara Admaod. Same words. Mordechai let out this terribly painful cry. And that was the punishment, says the Medrash, that was the punishment that Bnei Yisrael received for the cry that Yaakov caused Esav to cry out. That's the Medrash. And the question is obvious. Why did Bnei Yisrael deserve a punishment for what Yaakov did? Didn't Yaakov do the right thing? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Yaakov needed to do what he did, and he needed to do it the way he did it, no question about it. However, it's important to realize that sometimes, even when we do the right thing, even when we must do the right thing, we must also realize that sometimes our actions, even if they are 100% justified and sanctified and sanctioned by Hashem, so to speak, sometimes other people can be in pain because of our decision. Esav was a Rasha. He didn't deserve the brachos. Yaakov had to get them, and Yitzchak had to give them. However, we cannot, we must not be so callous and forget that from Esav's perspective, Vayitzak Tziaka Gedola Umara Admaod, painful, painful cry was let out. And these are powerful words that we simply cannot gloss over and be heartless. We can't be indifferent about the fact that Esav cried out. And perhaps one can also suggest that that is the reason why Bnei Yisrael were paid back, so to speak, on Purim, in Megillas Esther. Why is that? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Haaretzion, who died in 2015, says that a major theme on Purim is exactly that, paying attention to the plight of others. Right after Mordechai cried out for his pain, Vayizak Zeaka Gedola Umara Admaod, right after that, he approached Esther to do something about the terrible decrees. And at first, Esther does nothing. She didn't even know what was going on. She asked Mordechai why was he wearing sackcloth. She wanted him to change clothes and not make such a fuss. She was worried about seeing the king without an invitation. And Bnei Yisrael were only saved when Esther takes the risk, when she looked outside of herself and recognized the pain that everyone was in, v'ha'ir shushan navocha. Only then were Bnei Yisrael was saved. Only then were Bnei Yisrael saved. And that is why so much of Purim, Matanos Lev Yoni, Mishloach Manos, Tzedakah, hearing Megillah Berovam, etc. That's why so much about Purim is connecting with others. And that, perhaps, is the message of our message. Message of our Medrash. Yes, Yaakov did the right thing, no question about it. But the message to Yaakov and the message to us is the same. We must understand, even when we do something correctly and justified, pain sometimes is caused. And we, chas v'shalom, cannot be so callous to forget that. We have to follow in Esther's footsteps and Mordechai's footsteps to look outside of ourselves. And even when we do the right thing, we have to recognize that other people may be in pain. Have an amazing day, everyone.